Good evening. Welcome back to Daycare Diaries. I'm going to keep this one a little bit short. I wanted to just point out something about infants and toddlers and its attention span. So if you have infants and toddlers, their attention span varies. What I would suggest is that you time yourself doing an activity and see how long it takes for your child or children to lose focus on that activity. So, for example, you're doing an activity. Your goal start time is at 9 a.m. Your finish time goal is 9:30, but the children are starting to lose focus at 9:10. Do you give up and never revisit that activity? No. For that day, you move on to the next task. The next day, you keep in mind that you'll be doing that activity from 9 o'clock to 9:10. So that means where you used to sing maybe 3 songs or do 3 activities, you may cut it down to 2. To fit it between 9 a.m. and 10. Then you transition to your small group or individual activity or your next task after that. And it doesn't just have to be for a daycare, because I know a lot of parents are teaching from home now. So if you want to kind of structure the way you're teaching your children as if they were in school, it would help to have a schedule and help them to learn how to transition from, you know, each activity along with that schedule. And I'll kind of show you how I transition one of my children, who is a one-year-old, to a tabletop activity that piggybacked off of something that we were doing in circle time. So you guys have a good evening. Thank you again for listening, and I'll speak to you next time.